All right. I hope you're having a great day today. And this won't be a real long podcast, but I think the truth of it will have a long impact. Not long ago, I shared this at a teacher's meeting. Yeah, I only had a few minutes and wanted to be a blessing. This is a particular passage out of Luke chapter 19, verses 3 and 4 is where we will read. And it's about Zacchaeus. You remember Zacchaeus. There's a children's song about Zacchaeus. He was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. So the passage that I'm going to read is out of verse 3 and 4. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. So obviously Zacchaeus was fully aware of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't know him completely. He was aware of him. He was curious. He was interested. And he heard he was coming his way. But Zacchaeus had an issue. He had a problem. One, the crowd was a hindrance. He was unable to look through the crowd because of his height. So we got to hand it to Zacchaeus. He was earnest. He really wanted to see Jesus. And I love that fact. The first thing I would have to mention is in regards to Zacchaeus is his heart and his interest to see the Lord Jesus. And that means a lot. And the fact of the matter is, if you and I are going to see anybody or anything important, it ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He certainly ought to hold priority. And so the fact is, we take time for what interests us. So my question would be, does Jesus interest you? Well, I'm guessing he does, or you wouldn't even be listening to this. The reality is this, though. He knows how interested you are in him versus other things. Secondly, as we consider Zacchaeus, he found a way even when it was difficult to see Jesus. I mean, there were a lot of people around. Zacchaeus was a short man. He had to think outside of the box. So he looks around. What can he do? Is there something he can stand on? And he sees a sycamore tree. He sees a limb that's low enough for him to get a hold of. And he climbs up in that sycamore tree. And he gets to an altitude where he can see everything below him. And he could see clearly Jesus as he is ready to pass by. Now, he climbed above the press. That's what he did. You remember what the passage says. He sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press. But Zacchaeus climbed above the press as he climbed up into this tree. And so it worked out very well for Zacchaeus and his family. He discovered in his effort to see Jesus that Jesus was looking for him. And so it is with all of those who won't let the press keep them from Jesus. You may be pressed with time. You may be pressed with children. You may be pressed with work or other responsibilities. But don't let the press keep you from Jesus. Tragically, the average Christian lets the press justify their lack of Bible reading, their lack of prayer, their lack of church attendance or service and involvement. They just say, I've got too much going on. I'm too busy. Maybe later. There's something always pressing them that is keeping them from Jesus. You know, you may have to climb out of bed earlier, but it's worth it. The climb to see Jesus is always worth it. You will not regret getting away from the crowd to see Jesus. The reward of his fellowship is far greater than the struggle it took to get to him. It is significant that Zacchaeus had to rise, had to climb above the crowd, and so it is with us if we would see Jesus. Remember the story. He climbs up that tree, and as Jesus passes through the crowd, he looks up, and he says, Zacchaeus. He doesn't talk to anybody else in the crowd. He talks to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, he says, come down here, for I'm going to your house today. And friend, I am telling you, when you take time for Jesus, he will give it to you. And he knows the difficulties and the pressures that you have to deal with to get to him. And the more difficult it is, the more rewarding his fellowship will be. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.